From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Trump administration officials are denying that pardons have been put on the table for former advisors to the president ensnared in the investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Details from VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
Reporters on Wednesday questioned White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders after the New York Times reported that a lawyer for President Trump may have offered pardons to influence the decisions of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and former campaign chairman Paul Manafort about whether to plead guilty and cooperate with the special counsel. Huckabee Sanders replied that the White House lawyer Ty Cobb has stated it is only the press raising the question of pardons.
He's got a statement on the record saying that there's no discussion and there's no consideration of those at this time at the White House.
The press secretary added she has had no conversations with Trump about pardons. Flynn has admitted lying to the FBI about contacts with Russia. He is cooperating with prosecutors. Manafort, facing charges including fraud and money laundering, maintains his innocence. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The lawyer for adult film actress Stormy Daniels is asking a federal court to require President Trump to give a sworn deposition about the alleged 2006 one-night affair she claims to have had with the future U.S. leader. Her attorney, Michael Avenatti, filed the request Wednesday in a court in California. He also asked to depose Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, who paid the porn star $130,000 shortly before the 2016 election to keep quiet about the liaison Daniels said happened. This is VOA News. President Trump has fired another cabinet secretary. The Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin was fired on Twitter. He will be replaced by Admiral Ronnie Jackson, Trump's presidential physician, who performed his most recent physical examination. Jackson was appointed to that position in 2013 by then-President Barack Obama and was retained by Trump. The search for bodies has ended after a shopping mall fire that killed 64 people in a town in Siberia. But some people who live in the town refuse to believe the official death toll. Reuters correspondent Rosanna Philpott reports.
Grief is turning to anger over why the fire happened. With thousands demonstrating on Tuesday, President Vladimir Putin flew to Kemerovo to meet with those affected, vowing action and harsh punishment for those responsible. Investigators say fire exits had been blocked and fire alarms weren't working. They suspect a cover-up and that hundreds were killed in the blaze, something Putin has flatly denied. This sentiment reflected in the vigils, with one placard reading, "How many victims are there really?"
Correspondent Rosanna Philpott, a Kenyan opposition leader, remains detained at the airport in Nairobi, barred from entering the country, despite a judge's order that authorities allow him to appear before the High Court Wednesday. Correspondent Ryle Umbuor has more for VOA from Nairobi.
Opposition supporters on Wednesday blocked the main highway linking the cities of Kisumu and Kakamega, lighting bonfires. The protesters were demanding the release of high-ranking opposition leader Miguna Miguna. Kenya's High Court on Tuesday ordered that Miguna be released and appear in court on Wednesday morning, but the government did not comply. The court has ordered three senior government officials to appear in court Thursday to face sentencing for defying the court order. Miguna's lawyer, Nelson Harvey, said Miguna's detention at the Nairobi airport is illegal and a violation of his rights.
He's held up in a confined area, actually in a washroom, without sufficient space for even to move around. He's not been provided food. He's not been given access to us as his lawyers. We've been at the airport since yesterday morning. We're not able to see him.
Rael Ombor, VOA News, Nairobi.
President Trump says there's a good chance that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will do what is right for his people and for humanity by moving to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. In a Twitter post on Wednesday, the president said he looks forward to his planned meeting with Kim, but emphasized the need to keep up maximum sanctions and pressure in the meantime. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.